Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Let your mind be free. Scrub them dishes. Good evening, and welcome. Welcome to Sultry Radio on the Raw. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Ingram, DJ Honeycomb. And as always, it is good to be in the house with you. Sultry Radio on the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASMNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. The who, what, when, where, why, and how. Right here, right now, at www.basnism.com. Shout out to the members of the Brotherman Network, wherever they may be. And we just enjoying a little music here as we hit turntables 1 and 2. And I'm doing what my brother Keith would want me to do. May he rest in power, my brother who I had to say goodbye to. The drum set them off. And it got me a chance to reacquaint myself with two of my favorite people, Rodney and Gail Barbara Beckford, who I honor every year by playing September 15th by Pat Metheny. Now, that was their wedding anniversary. And the music itself, Miles Mays composed it, is beautiful. It, to me, it smacks of longevity. And they've been together 50 years. God bless them. So I'm thinking, if I can get half as much as that, I'll be in good shape. So good looking out, Ronnie and Yo, Barbara, wherever you are. Shout out to my therapist, Chris, who I have to report to on Tuesday. I busted my ass today as I was trying to walk around and whatnot. But like my man G, I got up and I made a promise to myself I was going to do the Black Rose Tango with my wife about a year from now, which I shall do. And you can't do it without getting up, and you can't do it without getting back up once you fall. So we take our lumps, we take our bumps, but we keep on getting on. Anyway, this type of year is a transitional one. You know, it comes to settling down, chilling out, and I'm staying on school calls. I don't know why. The school clothes came to mind because when you're in New York City, if you're young and you're trying to get school clothes, Delancey Street is the place to be. Delancey Street is the Lower East Side, place where there were lots of shops that hung their wares out there for sale, and you could bargain with the people. And if you didn't have a lot of money, it was where you could make a sale here and there. Yes, it was the place to be. And I bought this beautiful leather coat, my last $60. And when I say last, I mean last. I had to get coffee to get off, but it was worth it when I put it on. But when you're younger, you're a little more foolish, and you realize that in the form of the hawk, the mighty hawk, tears your ass up if you ain't got nothing covering your ass up. And that's what it did to me. But I look good. And, well, we corrected that, but the whole point was I did get it. And when the weather was applicable, like during the spring, it was a beautiful piece of clothing to wear. Now we're going to transition as well, as it is also the time of year where rules change. We talked about this years ago, how a song that has a groove in the summer has a feel for that season and may have a totally different feel in another season, like it wouldn't fit. And that got me wondering, you know, we know soul is not a monolith. We know there's soul in everything. We make lots of arguments to the affirmative in that. But when does the soul stop? I was curious about that because, you know, you got 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, even some 90s. But I haven't heard any real new shit in a while that made me go, oh, yeah, I got to add that to this. You know, I just don't see it. Thinking about that even more when I heard Chaka Khan, Do I Know You, I Live You. Chaka, Tina Marie, and Sade are three of my favorite musicians because they're versatile. They can sing, they can arrange, they can play. Chaka was a drummer. People forget about that. And she also passed up a chance to sing lead for Baby Huey and the Babysitters. So she can do some rock, funk, all kinds of stuff. She really is a rocker. And, of course, when you hear that voice, it's like any girl who thought that they could carry a note, they need to put that in their lap and sit the fuck on down. Until I hear otherwise, Miss Yvette Marie Stevens is the baddest voice on the planet. Now, I was working in Harlem at the phone center store. This is way back in the day. And Chaka was on a promotional tour, and her song, What You Gonna Do For Me, had come out at that time. Now, she was out there signing autographs at the Record Shack nearby during lunch. The Record Shack was a famous record store between 7th and 8th Avenue on 25th. I stayed there my whole lunch hour waiting. I finally got in before my lunch hour was up. And I said, I love you. I love your instrument. You're the very best there is. And she said, yeah, sure. I said, look, I wouldn't stand here online and starve my black ass if I wasn't out here waiting on anybody else but you. I've stood on lines at the Apollo waiting for everybody else, and only you would I put up with this. And she kind of half smiled because I figured she's heard it thousands of times before. And then she said, all right, so what you want me to say? I said, say, what you going to do for me? And then sign that bad boy. And so she smiled and she signed it. I put that up on my bar when I got home from work that day. But it's the whole point of truly a rare force of nature is Miss Chaka Khan. And in terms of soul, I haven't heard anybody new come down the pikes that would say, yeah, I like this. I love this. She bad. Well, we know that Tina's bad because she composes, arranges, does all the other stuff. But we also know, and when I say Tina, I mean Tina Marie. Yes, we like Tina Turner, but Tina Marie, she's bad, straight up. And I dare anyone to try to compare any popular singer to Tina or Chaka. They will not, their songs that they do, that no one else would even attempt to do. Even Whitney had to put herself in check when she did Every Woman, and the word came out that, oh, no. You just here for for the record. Chaka's looking at you. Yeah, she did it right. Okay, Chaka's all right. And she walked off. The bottom line is, there's a standard of excellence that does not get met unless you have a master singer. Chaka is one, Tina's one, and so is Sade. We made jokes about Sade forever, that Sade is the ginger ale of music. She goes with everything. You can slow her down, chop her up. Club music, when she's slowed down, she sounds like Nina Simone, jazzed up. She's amazing. And she does just about everything. The long and the short of it is, we're blessed with these wonderful women. You know, we know Tina's not here any longer, God bless, but take care of Chaka while she's walking around and take care of Sade while you're at it. Now, as the season transitions, we're going to do a little transitioning of our own. We'll see you Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, when we get down with the Hump Day Special. Special shout out to my brother Julius, who will be a birthday guy very soon. Happy birthday, Joni. And love to my sister-in-love, Rini, and my other sisters-in-love, Val and Yolanda. Yoli, happy birthday. Not happy birthday, but just a big family hug and all that good stuff. Anyway, y'all take care. We'll see you later.
change, it's still a change, even when there's no one sitting there. But
I turn the world around. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
now that we get to fall in love with you. Please don't take me now. I'm happy now that I've learned to trust in your grace. Please don't take me now.
Thank you.
Transitioning indeed. Well, it's time to, how can I say this? Close the book, quench the candle, ring the bell, all that good stuff. That bite in the air, reminding everybody that Persephone will soon have to return to a wedding with Hades, and the world will have a whole new different vibe to it. Don't forget Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Hump Day Special. We'll bring in more information about the CFL, the Criminal Football League, and how they're fixing the odds. Well, behind every great mad scientist is a moo wife. Shout out to my beautiful wife, Marta. And Waffles, Apple Betty, and all the good stuff that keeps my tummy happy. There were lots of songs I wanted to play that would try to describe what I am or how I feel, or what I'm about, comes closest to it. Everybody, please go safe, stay safe, be safe. I'll see you Wednesday.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. And I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind.